World travel provides insight into different cultures and experience that make cherished memories. A group of teens from Israel recently visited Chattanooga and enjoyed the tourist experience and so much more. They are part of the Jewish Federation of Chattanooga's Tikkun Olam P2G program, which is Partnership Together. American teens traveled to Israel and stayed with host families, exploring diversity of cultures and community service. Then, a number of teens from Israel came to stay with American host families. Most of the youth live in a community that is just a bit smaller than Chattanooga and has many similarities as well as differences. They were in Chattanooga from July 27th through August 10th, and on their last day in America, they visited our studios to share their thoughts.
I am Uli, and I am from the Tikkun Olam program. We're from Regent P2G of the Chader Eiron membership, partnership. And we're here from Chader Eiron, and we're going to the east-west area of the U.S.
Where are you from?
I'm from Pades Chana Karkul. It's between Tel Aviv to Haifa.
All right. And you are?
My name is Shani. And I'm from Hadera, which is a city in the north of Israel, and it's near Pades Chana Karkul.
My name is Sapir, and I'm also from Hadera.
My name is Itai, and I'm from Pades Chana Karkul.
Well, my name is Gilad, and I'm from Pades Chana Karkul.
And what age ranges are you?
I'm Uli, and I am 15.
I'm Shani, and I'm almost 15.
I'm Sapir, and I'm 15 and a half.
I'm Itai, and I'm 15.
I'm the chaperone, I'm 37.
It's good to know that these young people have chaperones. Now, you live in Israel. Is this your first time to come to the United States?
For me, it's the first time, and I'm very excited. I was very excited now I'm coming home.
This is your last day in America. You'll be leaving. Have you been here before?
No, this is my first time outside of Israel.
I've already been outside Israel, but that's my first time in America.
I've already lived in the U.S., so it's not new for me.
Let me get an understanding of what this program is all about. I know that there has been some exchange where you have had American students go to Israel, and now you have come to America. What was the purpose of this program? Was it a cultural exchange, or did you have a particular mission?
I'm Will Potts. I'm 17, and I'm from Chattanooga. I went to Israel, and I stayed with the one called Uli and Itai. Basically, the program was that five Americans went to the Hadera region of, they were our sister city, and we stayed with the Israelis, and we took a tour of the parts of Israel, and we did a lot of things to help out the community, like pick tomatoes for families who couldn't afford food, and we gave teddy bears to children who were taken out of their homes by court mandates.
So it was educational, cultural, and community service, all rolled in one.
Yes.
Now to our visitors, what did you do here in Chattanooga that was totally new and unique to you?
I think that the most unique thing is to meet other people from different countries, from pretty much different cultures, because the way they are behaving and the way the thing that they do daily on daily basis, it's different. It was really amazing to meet the people in Chattanooga because I haven't met even one rude person. It was great. So,
I've had the internet. It was amazing. It's just the gig city. There's fiber optics everywhere, so that's kind of a mind blow for me. And plus, you know, it's nice to see, you know, nice people in America as opposed to California.
I really like the fact that we have done a service project. We helped other people and we did some stuff that not for ourselves but for other people.
What did you do for other people?
We helped in the Federation and with the Tikkun Olam camp, and we went to the Hardga House. It's a place of homeless people and people that have disabilities. And we help them with the garden, and we saw their paintings. They paint, so it was amazing.
The Heart Gallery, that's where you went. I know there's homeless people everywhere. You also have homeless people in Israel, and sometimes for quite different reasons. then our people will be homeless. Yours may lose their homes in violence, whereas ours typically don't. Did you see some differences in how homeless people here would act compared to homeless people in your own region?
I didn't put any notice to it, and I didn't really think about it. So I don't really see the difference, but probably there is.
I think that the homeless here are trying to do something with themselves. They don't let the fact that they're homeless to stop them. They're trying to do stuff. They're trying to make their life better and just do something with themselves.
When we were at the art gallery, there was this homeless person who just got an apartment, which was amazing to hear that in the art gallery, what they're doing is the homeless people are painting and they're selling the artwork, and they're getting 60% of the money. And this way they can save money and to start a new life. And that was amazing to see someone who is recovering from this thing.
Where else did you go?
At the Federation, we did some project with the seniors in the city. For example, we made cookies with the seniors. And while we made the cookies, the senior explained about their history and talked about their life. And it was really interesting, and I really loved it.
I'm sure you did some of the tourist things that everyone does. I mean, you are, after all, teenagers, and this is supposed to be fun as well as working. And what was the most fun thing you did here in Chattanooga?
Lake day. We were on a lake, and we had the two boats of the two Jewish families gave us their boats, and we did a tubing, and it was much fun.
Yeah, you went tubing. All right. What else did you do?
We also had the ski water in the lake day.
Rafting. We went rafting too, and we went to the aquarium.
We went to the Coke Museum
in Atlanta, and we went to the Jewish Museum.
And we went to the paper clips.
Oh, okay. In Whitwell.
Yeah.
Yes, it was amazing.
I can imagine. I get really moved when I go there. I've been there myself. And it's not that far away, and those were children that did that. That's kind of fun. What will you take back to your own home that you learned here that you will share once you get there?
Mostly the people that I met and the thing that I did for the community. I think it's more important than the fun we did. It was an amazing experience. To meet the people to meet our hosting families and to meet the seniors in the city and the children in the city.
For me, the thing I'll take away is seeing how other Jewish people live outside of Israel and on the East Coast of America and on the West Coast. It's a little different, but it's more or less the same. But it's nice to see other Jews and how they live.
When you lived in America, you were on the West Coast?
Yes, I lived in California.
You have a lot of visitors that come to Israel. A lot of Americans go to Israel. It's like a pilgrimage for Jewish Americans to go to Israel as often as they can. Some families I know go at least once a year or every other year. How do you interact with Americans when they're in Israel? Do you ever come across Americans in Israel?
Yes. A couple years ago, my mom went to a delegation also in that program to Jacksonville, and she hosted in one of the Jewish families there, and they're coming to Israel almost every year, and we keep in touch with them, and every year that they're coming, we go on trips together and we hosted them in our home.
I didn't have the chance to meet a lot of Americans in Israel, but next year, the one who hosted me, she's going to come back to Israel, so I'll probably be with her in this time.
For me, I have a lot of friends in America from California that really liked Israel because I forced them to go there. They really like the place, so they go there a lot.
Yeah, for me, there's not so much encountering American people in Israel because I don't really see them a lot, and if I see them, it's like tourist groups and, or but right, except of Will that he like visited us and we were hosting it in his, in our home. Will made an ouchie.
He made a boo boo.
When it comes to just general lifestyles, I know that growing up is growing up no matter where you are. You face just about the same things, school, parents, chores. None of those things change. But in the host homes that you stayed at, did you see anything that was different from what your daily life is?
I actually saw a lot of things who are really similar. And it was weird that we came to the other side of the world and I still managed to have a conversation with the teenagers here. We had a lot of similar things. We knew the same movies and we heard the same songs and stuff like that. And it was amazing.
Because I was hosting in my house, so it was pretty much the same. I can see how Will comes home tired, want to go to sleep, exactly like I did. And like catches a conversation with his mom for like 5 minutes and goes to bed, exactly like I did. So it was a lot of the same.
And what is very different? What did you not find here that is typical in your home?
Rude people.
Rude people?
Yes, rude people.
The food. The food is much different.
Yes, the food is very different.
It's a lot greasier.
The fact that there aren't a lot of Jewish people in here, so it's really weird. I mean, in Israel, when I wake up in the morning, I know that my neighbors are Jewish and everybody in my class are Jewish. And in here, it's really hard to find Jewish people. And it's amazing that they're still finding a way to keep their religion alive here.
One more thing. There are a bunch of churches here as opposed to Israel. Like you see a church here every 2 minutes of driving, even less. And in Israel, you don't see one every half hour of driving. So there's that.
I think for the things that I understand, the Jewish people feel that they need to show and prove that they're Jewish, but in Israel it's not the same. If you were born Jewish, you are Jewish. You don't have to go to a synagogue, you don't have to pray or eat kosher. If you're Jewish, you're Jewish. You don't have to do anything to be like that. You don't have to prove yourself. You're just Jewish. It's different.
Well, you're coming from a majority. And here it is a minority.
Yes.
And quite often when you live as a minority, identifying culturally with your own group is even more important because it's so easy to lose that identity amongst everybody else. Now, when you go back, will you do anything different? Like eat greasier food, perhaps?
I will not change my lifestyle because the only thing I would change, if anything, is try to be a little bit more religious, although I don't feel like I need to prove myself to anyone. So I don't think I need to change myself.
I can't say that I will be the same as I was because I've been through something. I'm not the same person. But no, don't laugh. It's true. I'm not the same as I was. I saw stuff and I learned new things. But I don't think I will change something big in my life.
That's true. I agree with Sapir.
As far as community service goes, when you were home, did you go out in the community? Did you make cookies with the elders in your town?
In Israel, I tried to do a lot of community service. For example, going to senior house and to help them, to like serve them food and to just have a conversation with them. And I went to volunteer in the public library and I read books for the little kids and I helped organizing the books and it was amazing.
Yeah, I normally volunteer in a greenhouse that is educational and it teaches science for little kids. And it's a lot of fun. I get like to work on my projects over there and I can also teach kids.
To clarify something, in Israel, social service is mandatory from the 10th grade to the 12th grade. You actually have to get it if you want a high school diploma.
That's true in a lot of schools here as well.
Yeah, but we're not in the 10th grade yet.
We're going to be.
You're facing your social service requirements.
So Like for me, I don't know about Sapir, she's also in my youth group. But in my youth group, I help around in my school and stuff, you know, and around the community. So it's just stuff that my youth group does.
There's something else that you are all facing as Israeli teens that American teenagers do not, and that's a compulsory military service.
Yeah.
Now, I joined the Navy here when I was 17. I was rare. Most 17-year-olds in America do not desire military service. It's not really an option for you. It's part of your coming of age and into adulthood. How do you feel about that?
I have a 21-year-old brother, and he's in the engineering unit. And last summer, there was this intense operation, Protective Edge. And he was, because he's a combat soldier, he was in the most dangerous place, and it was so scary. He was there for about 60 days, and it was horrible, but at least we knew that he did something for the country. And I mean, he loved it. He loved doing something for the country. We don't have to be in the combat unit, but he really wanted to fight for the country.
For me, it's just that I know that every day I wake up, and I know that I'm safe. The feeling safe, you know, drives me, you know, to give back. And that I feel like I have to, you know, make other people feel safe in the country.
Yeah, I really relate to Itai. And, like, in the Army, I'm already, like, planning what I want to do, where I want to be. And it's for us, it's like it's part of your life route. You know it's going to happen, and you're just getting prepared your whole life for it.
And because we're a small country surrounded by enemies, it's really important to serve in the Army. I mean, in USA, you don't have to because there are so many countries and there are enough volunteers. But in Israel, we have little amounts of citizens.
Small population.
And everyone that will serve in the country will matter. It's really important for everyone, even for the smallest job. I mean, everything helps.
I have to say I agree. It was important to me to serve my country the best way I could. I did it for 8 years, and it is an all-volunteer service. And yes, it's dangerous, but there's a pride you can get in that service that you will not find anywhere else. And I just wondered if that translated the same way in a country where it wasn't a choice.
When you serve the Army, you get the sense of maturity. You see the difference. Well, when the teenagers saw the teenagers, they clicked really fast. And to me, as an older guy who looks at the teenagers, the difference is not in the when they are teens. It's when they go to university. Because in Israel, you go to university at least at 21, 23, 24. And here in the U.S., you go to college straight out of high school. So your high school experience and your college experience and the experience in the university in Israel is totally different.
Do each of you know what you want to be later on in life? Have you chosen a life goal yet?
I didn't choose a life goal, but there is stuff that I think I want to do. It's like, I'm not sure that I want to do it, but I think that's my direction.
What is it?
Maybe something in medicine. Or architect or interior designer.
Since ever I was really attractive to science, I really love it. And in Israel, you're supposed to pick two majors, and I picked biology and medicine. And I think that I'm in the right direction because I know that I want to do it when I'll be grown up. Because the most important thing is to do something that you love.
I want to be like something, also medicine, something like a doctor, something like that. Now I'm volunteering in ambulances, so I think I'm in the right way. It's only continuing having the working hard on it, and it's going to happen.
I feel like I'm kind of breaking the curve here, but I have no idea what I want to do when I grow up.
That's because you lived in California.
That's probably why. but I mean, I have a lot of hobbies, so there's not... I mean, there's that, but I don't know what I want to do.
the 2 weeks here was amazing. The service community, that's how you say it?
Community service.
The community service, the fun that we had, meeting new people. It was an amazing experience, and it's not something you can get when you're going with your family. I'm glad that I'm here because it was amazing.
I agree with Shani. I think it was an amazing experience. I don't think that everybody gets the chance to do it, and I'm feeling sorry for them because it's something that I will remember my entire life. I don't think I will ever be able to forget it, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for this experience. It's really given me lots of joy, helping out and experiencing new experiences and meeting new people.
I think we met friends for life, so it's amazing.
I agree.
I'm Noah. I'm the Israeli emissary here in Chattanooga. I'm working at the Jewish Federation. I just want to say from the other side of this program, the Jewish community met all of them and had all kinds of program with them together. And I can tell you they are thrilled to meet them and see other people and other culture from all the other side of the world. And it's gave a lot to us too as a community. It's make us be more involved about Israel and want to learn more and be more active in the community. So for us, it's a thank you, and it's a big gift to have them here at the same point.
What would you say, one last word of advice, to the teenagers who may be coming to do this next year?
Do it.
Yes.
Just do it.
I can't explain what an amazing experience it was, but if they'll go, they'll understand.
Yeah.
Be safe. Don't do dangerous things.
Last word of advice, come with open mind and really looking forward for the experience. If I can conclude these 2 weeks, I think what was so special about it is that the teenagers clicked in a minute. It was amazing to see two teenagers from both sides of the world who didn't actually connect it before, maybe some emails, maybe some chats, but not really talking to each other and seeing one another, and coming together, and I think in less than 24 hours, they are talking, they are like old friends.
Not to interrupt what Gilad was saying and not be stealing his thunder or anything, but basically they all said the same thing I would say, but I'm talking to all the Americans that want to go to Israel. Go there with, again, an open mind and just have fun, because it is one of the most amazing experiences I've ever been, and I was very lucky to be one of the only Chattanooga people that went, and really, it was an amazing experience, and please go to Israel. Thank you.
The next Partnership Together program hosted by the Jewish Federation of Chattanooga will happen in December, when Israeli educators come to Chattanooga. For more information on this and other programs, visit the web at jewishchattanooga.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.